Probably deafening. There'd be so many of them. They'd get darker and darker, and you might hear a screech owl. Down in the river swamp, you might hear those great big owls, maybe have a wingspan of about this much. Tall as a nail keg, the big hoot owl. It gets dark on the porch, we'd go inside. I begged Grandpa to show me this old gun he had. And it was an old double-barrel muzzle-loading rifle that he had gotten from his grandfather. It had been passed down in the family for several generations. And I got him to show me the gun and had this fancy ramrod with carvings in the handle. It was wood handle and pretty stones in the handle of it. I said, Grandpa, in the morning, would you let me go hunting with him? He said, well, I don't know. We'll sleep on it. So the next morning after breakfast, I was after him again. I said, please let me go hunting with that old gun. He said, well, all right, if you'll be very careful. And I told him I sure would. So I struck off down toward the river, sat down and put my waders on, and found a good spot to cross over the river to a little island over here. So I got to the other side, and that water was a little deeper than I thought, and I got a little bit wet, but it didn't take long to dry out. After I dried out, I looked around for a nice spot to sit. I found a nice log there under the moss-covered trees and looking back over toward home from where I'd come. And I sat down there, and I listened and looked and looked and listened. Sat there all day and hadn't seen or heard a thing. Well, the second day came. I got a little concerned about the powder in the old gun, so I poured a little more powder down one barrel, packed it down into the ramrod, poured powder down the other barrel. I packed it down there good. All day, hadn't seen or heard anything. The third day came, same thing, nothing. I was getting a little discouraged now, and I poured a little more powder down that old gun, packed it down in there again with the ramrod. Finally, this went on for about 6 days. I hadn't seen or heard a thing. But now on the seventh day, I heard this commotion coming down the river, getting closer and closer and louder and louder. Boy, I started to raise up then. I said, they're going to have some action now. It must have been 1,000 geese coming down the river. So I was getting all set to blast into them, and then I heard this other commotion coming up the river. And it must have been 1,000 ducks coming up the river. So here they come. Boy, I was all excited then. I heard another sound then. I hadn't stirred any in this 6 or 7 days, and I looked down around my ankles, and this great big 6-foot rattler had coiled himself around my ankles. Man, if one of those things gets a hold of you, you're goner for sure. And I was looking for some kind of way out of this predicament. And I looked around and looked behind me, and there was a great big black bear grinning and growling and licking his teeth. And I thought, my goodness, how in the world am I going to get out of this? So I looked over in the clearing back toward home. And there stood this beautiful buck, great big deer. Must have had 35 points. He was a beauty. I said, well, I'm not hungry for ducks nor geese. I thought about the rattler and that big bear, but I sure would like to have that buck. So I raised that old gun up. Bam! The thing just blew up. It was just loaded up with powder, and the ramrod was still in the barrel where I'd been fiddling with it. The gun just peeled right half in two. One barrel flew up the river and killed 1,000 geese. The other barrel flew down the river and killed 1,000 ducks. I looked down, the trigger guard had just popped off the gun and cut the snake's head clean off. The stock of the gun flew across my shoulder and knocked a bear in the head, knocked him out cold. I look over in the clearing, boy, and I get excited, and there lay the deer. So I start out across the river there again. I got to the other side, and my waders was plumb full of fish. Looking at the deer, and boy, I was so happy, and I thought, my goodness, what about that ramrod? And I looked up, and I happened to see a little notch place on a tree here. And I thought, well, I wonder where that could be. And I looked over here, and there's another notch. So I followed these notches on deeper into the woods. Straight away back there into the side of a big cypress tree was a ramrod sticking into the tree straight as an arrow, holding 9 quail. Thank you.
All right. don't forget, up the hill at the Seminole Folklife area, right up there, I can see the top of it, Seminole Games demonstration going on. If you want to learn how to play Seminole Games, boys and girls, step up there. Let's see, it must be going on just about now. And now, where's Dwight? Couldn't recognize him. I thought he was that bear with a rattlesnake wrapped around his leg.
Okay, we have a next performer, for those of you who haven't seen him before, is Mr. Moses Williams, who lives here in Central Florida, who originally comes from Mississippi and plays blues on this one-stringed instrument made from a broom wire and a closet door this time. He'll tell you a little bit more about his instrument, and it's called a variety of things, from a yakety board to a diddly bow or jitterbug or rumpling steel skin, a number of different things. And it's the tradition mostly is found around the Mississippi area where Moses is from, but is also common throughout the South and have been played by numerous blues guitarists prior to taking up the guitar. So, Moses, I think we're probably ready now for you to go ahead.
Well, I hope that y'all enjoy me today. And a whole lot of time today, I didn't take time to do no playing too much because I have to ask the Lord to have us on this, you know, dog fangle I got. Because this dog fangle has been around a many times. And this dog fangle been helping me out a whole lot of time. Now, I got to thank the Lord for this same fangle because it had lead me a long way. And, I can't read and write. I can't play as much as other people because I don't have no help. I have to do the best I can myself. And people supposed to look fibers on me. And then I used to sing church song, but I didn't have a zit. I just didn't know what good was zit was. Now I got another zit at house. I tell one zit to tell the other what to do. Now I can carry my little zit to the church and listen to the preacher. See, now I was innocent in this good singing because I can carry it around and let the people know if they don't go nowhere, they'll never find out nothing. And I have to be among the people. Then another thing about it, I can't read and write. The reason I don't sing too many such songs because I don't want to make no mistake. But now since I got a zet, I done heard the preachers, you know. And I done heard Ms. Ida Mae Goodson and that lady. And I done got them now. And I can just let them know what good it is to go around and listen. I'm going to sing or backup train and get your load. Now, it's because there's a many trains that's running. And some of them may be going to hell and one, some of them might be going to heaven. But you better know that to catch the right train, don't forget about Jesus regardless of what you do. You better keep it along with you, you know. And then I'm going to tell you, this here, the day, this was a big time this time, and I enjoyed the people that wants to listen to me. And I've been traveling around with Dwight for this interview about the same year. Back up train and get your load. How much the Lord? Back up train and get your load. We got a train going to heaven. And we got one going to hell. But you better know what train to ride. Back up train and get your load. Think about Jesus from now on. Let the people know they understand. And back up train and get your load. I heard a preacher ask me what my soul is saying. I said, preacher, you want me to tell you the truth? I said, if this is one ring a day, I'm gonna tell you the truth, Lord. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna keep Jesus in hopes of my soul to be saved. I'm got to think about the Jesus done kept me on. Look like to me we trying to get together, Lord. Look like to me we trying to get together, Lord. But if you don't never put yourself in the congregation of the Lord,
check,
you will never know. Thank y'all. I couldn't play too much because I had to save them blisters on my fingers, but I probably will rest a little while on the fingers. That's why I did it, because I can't just keep on playing and want to listen to the church too, because I didn't know how much more I had to do. Waited, my baby, but you waited, my baby, go. And I ain't never loved but three women in my whole life. My mama, such a sweetheart in my wife. Says I'm gonna find my baby. Lord, it's the end of the world. Making money, baby. You got the days on that stay with me. I said your name, Arena. You had to keep on carburetor. Lord, you didn't burn too much, guys. Find my baby. Lord, it's in the world somewhere. Said it might be tomorrow, but Lord, she'll go long someday. Said I always wonder, why you treat me this way? Sometimes they come get me and put a family union. Lord, I had to bark you. Since I tried to talk to the people, Lord, I can't get them to understand. That's all for this one. Well, it's honorable. Think about that. You know, when I put a whiskey can a bottle up under there, you're gonna think I'll be wanting to drink whiskey, but I wanna play some music with the bottle. I was walking down the street with a whiskey bottle in my pocket. That man gonna get you because you got a whiskey bottle in your pocket. I said, wait just 1 minute. I said, when I get through working with this whiskey bottle, you gonna see ain't nobody gonna do nothing to me. I got that whiskey ball and started playing the music. The police said, no, that man ain't did nothing. That man, well, I want to hear him play that thing. He said, what's the matter with y'all? I'm going to give him a piece of money so he can play it again because I ain't never seen that before in my life. Locked me up one time, but what did they do? I tore the broom up in jail and started playing for the judge. The judge said, man, you ain't got no business here. Wait a minute. You know, the woman told the man, he looked at the thing and said, you know something, out of all of my life, I didn't know I was sweeping the floor with the rock and roll. So I bought about 2-3 guitars for my son. He can't play damn tune. He said, how did you learn to do that? I said, well, I said, I can't read and I can't write no music and try to learn no music. I don't have to go to school for it. I can think about it. I said, when I thought about it, I think that's a good way. Just like I thought about Ms. Ida Goodson and them today, well, then I thought about myself was in the station wagon. I said, I better get that. So I'm going to hear all of that good stuff and let them know today was a great day. And so I can let the people know what I be doing when I be coming down here, up here, wherever I'm at. Catfish down, swimming in the deep blue sea. Said I have man a woman, thinking I love me. My girlfriend's house, sorry down on the stair. She's a water than kid, ain't no mind. The muddy water, drinking like cherry wine. Said I see a whole lot of good looking woman, but damn was what mine. Mama told my daddy a day before I was born, said the boy child coming on the rolling stone. I was a Mississippi River, long and deep and wide. That I woman I was loving, and she was on the side. said I was going down 13 highway. Lord, I was going down my 34 V8-4. It looked like to me I could find Cora Cardi or Colin Lord, somewhere down that road. I found Cora. I said, "Baby, Lord, why you want to do me this way?" I said, "The sun gonna shine, Lord, my way someday." That time out on Don Cahoon's Apple phone.
Okay, Moses, we have time for one more, so okay. Whichever one that you want to share with us would be fine.
Okay. Christmas, my wall. But now she's gone, I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of this world. Nina, come running, holding up your hand. I can give me a woman like a can of man. But now she's gone, I ain't got time to worry, because I'm sitting on top of this bus.
I did want to say this about Moses. Dwight's going to take him down to Clearmont now, where he's a migrant worker. And he said, Dwight says that there's no better tractor driver anywhere around than he is. He prunes trees. He works in citrus. And when he shows up, he puts in a good day's work. But like many an artist, sometimes we aren't appreciated in our own community. But what you see here, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very rare, unique folk way. And I hope you appreciate it. If you do, let's give him another hand. Now let's welcome a friend who has been to the Folk Festival many a time. Mr. W.B. McKinney is a friend of ours who plays beautiful, sweet music on the violin. And he's brought his friend, Mona Canova, they're from Stark, to accompany him. Let's welcome Mona Canova and Mr. W.B. McKinney.
Folks, it's good to be back with you this afternoon to play for you again. And we're going to play for you this afternoon three numbers. We're going to play for you Beautiful Dreamer by Stephen Foster, and we'll play for you Spanish Eyes, and for our hymn, we'll play you Amazing Grace. And on the last verse, I'd like to ask Cousin Thelma if she'd sing that last verse of Amazing Grace with
me. I'd be glad to.
Thank you, ma'am.